You're not supposed to have favorite child. At least you're not supposed to admit to having a favorite child, and you're not supposed to have a favorite yontif. And it's you're not supposed to admit to having a favorite yontif. But Chanukah is my favorite yontif. So don't tell my children. Chanukah is my favorite yontif. And from last Chanukah till now, I'm waiting for with the rest of Klai Yisrael for the big Chanukah. So I davka had a cheshek to learn something very sweet from the same world of Izbitz Lublin. The Torah of the Shevet Miyehuda from Ramla Eger, the son of Reb Leibel Eger, capture in a very, very deep way what we spoke about the first time that we started to learn this run together, that there's the chaymer, there's the teich and the material of Izbitz Lublin, and there's the ruach, the way that it was said, the way that it was given over. And Rabbi Avraham Leeger's tires are exceptionally, exceptionally sweet, filled with chizik. A lot of the Torah is to bring Reb Leibler's ideas and all the way lamati mesar tvachim. Chanukah is the yontif that's lamati mesar tvachim. To reach even people before Mashiach comes, who are not on a high madrega, people like us that we're trying to have a shaychus to the Rabbani Shalom. And Rabbi Vramla has a way of doing that. So B'davka we'll learn a few short tirus. Most of his tirus are short. So where it's page Shin Yud Ches, you see where it says Besuda Shlishes? Besuda Shlishes. B'nei Cholid Achsi Filmech Zeziv Dizer An Pinyon Hoche Bahaytak. You know that we have the Zmiris of the Ari HaKadosh for each of the Suddhas of Shabbos. And by Sholosh Suddhas, the B'nei Hechola, the B'nei HaHechel, those who belong in the Hechel of Hashem, speaking more to Talmid Chachamim, the B'nei Hechola, but to all Jews. All Jews are B'nei Melochim, and therefore our place is in the Hechel HaMelech, is in the courtyard of the king, in the palace of the king. The B'nei Hechola are being invited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'mech Zeziv, this our anpin, to be able to have an experience, to see the splendor and the glory of the King. So Barvamala writes, Shaykh b'yichud b'shabas kaidish zeh. This invitation to the B'nai Chola is Shaykh in particular to this Shabbos Chanukah. Shabbosoich imei Chanukah b'chlal. Shaklal Yisrael heima b'nei Hechola. Because all of Klal Yisrael are b'nei Hechola. Achamasha hoi mikoidem. And what happened before Chanukah? So even if you want to say that, strictly speaking, the b'nei Hechola is an invitation to tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim, if you look in the Mefarshim, if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, B'nai Hechola is usually referring to big people. It's usually referring to people much bigger than us. But this Shabbos Chanukah, every Jew should hear the invitation. Every single one of us is a Ben Hechel. We're all B'nai Hechola. Why? So Rav Romula writes, because what happened before Chanukah? What did we go through in order to come to Chanukah? Our Hechel, the Hechel belongs to Am Yisrael. The Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash was defiled, was contaminated by the Yevanim. V'timus hashmana. Shiyadua al mahu roimes. And everybody knows what that is hinting to, what that's referring to. The shmanim, of course, are not only... The shmanim is not shemen. Kol hashmanim does not only mean the ritual oil in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol hashmanim means all that is holy and that's pure in each and every one of us. Because that was the objective of the Yevanim. The attack against the shmanim, which we're a little bit surprised by what the Yevanim had with the shmanim in the Beis HaMikdash. What is that? What was the seek and destroy every jar of shemen that was going on? Because the shmanim means not only the shemen that's pure in the Beis HaMikdash, but it means the pure contents of a Jew. Kedushas, Habris, Shemir Seinai, Yosef HaTzadik, these parashiyas. So the Heichel was contaminated, the Heichel was defiled. You know, the Jewish people are called Heichel Hashem Heimo. Every one of us, every Jew. Shachanti B'soicha. Beis HaMikdash is a big place, it's a fancy place, but of course the Tachlis is V'shachanti B'soicham. Heichel Hashem Heimo. That the Jewish people are Heichel Hashem. Now, that's true always, but especially after what happened with the Yevanim. Nichnasu Yevanim laHeichel v'timu as Hashmana. Shiyadua amahu roimes. The same thing that Eishes Potiphar wanted from Yosef HaTzadik. That's the remez. That's what's being hinted at. V'achar kach bo bonecho lidvir beisecho ufinu as Heicholecho v'tiaru as Mikdashecho v'hidlikil neiros b'chatzoyes kedshecho. And Chanukah was the nitzochen of Kehanecha HaKadosh, of the Shemen HaTohar, of that which is Munach B'chois Moshe Kohen Gadol, that untouchable part of who we are. And therefore they came and they cleared out the Heichel. They cleaned the Heichel of all of the filth. The Tiaruas Mikdashecha, the Likul Neves, B'chatzois Kedshecha, the Sfarim say B'chatzois Kedshecha, even Jews who are not, again, normally B'nei Heichala. They're not normally invited into the palace. Those who live B'chatzrois Kedshecha, you know, B'chatzrois Kedshecha means they're not allowed to go all the way in. They hang out in the Chatzrois Kedshecha, the periphery, outside of the world of Kedusha. But Chanukah, all Jews are B'nei Heichala. The Heichal is what the Yevanim were attacking. The Kedusha of who we are was under attack. And therefore, the result of Chanukah, that we came back into the Heichal, the Tiarus Mikdashecha, and so on, the Edlikel Neiros, even Mechatzreis Kedshach, those Jews who are not usually in the world of Kedusha, Chatzreis Kedshach, the outer courtyards, they live on the outside of Kedusha, are invited in. Bevadai nikroim haklai Yisrael b'nei heichola dechsifin lemechse. Certainly every Jew on Shabbos Chanukah, by the Yontav of Chanukah, every Jew is part of the b'nei heichola dechsifin lemechse. Dechsifin can mean a few things. Dechsifin, of course, kisufin, the simple pshat means what? Or longing. Lemechse, to get a glimpse of the king. Chsifin lemechse. Chsifin is also a lashon of embarrassment, to be embarrassed. Meaning Jews who are like Nahama de Kisufin, embarrassment, shame, who are ashamed. Kisufin also means to be ashamed. So Jews who are normally ashamed and would never dare enter into the Heichal and would never assume that they're being invited into the Heichal. But when it comes to Chanukah, Bevadai nikroim haklai yisrael b'nei chol dechsifin lemechse. B'nei chol dechsifin lemechse, the members of the Heichal that has now been purified who are longing, who are normally ashamed, but are now longing to see, to get a glimpse of the king, to come in. Lirais ha'or ki toiv, ha'meyur b'neiros d'chanukah. To see the or ki toiv of creation, the or hagonis, the hidden light of creation, that is shining in the neiros d'chanukah. Ubiyichud b'yoyim ha'kodesh ezeh dalod d'chanukah, nosil b'nei ruvein. Particularly, Rabbi Rommel was talking on that Shabbos, that year that came out, the fourth candle, the fourth day of Chanukah, was in the order of the Nisim of each of the days of Chanukah, Nosi Libnei Ruvein, which means the fourth day of Chanukah. So this year, Wednesday is the Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night, Wednesday is the first day, Thursday is the second day, Thursday is the third day, Friday is the third day, and Shabbos is the fourth candle. Shabbos is the fourth day. So it comes out like this year, which is Ruvein. She'etzem Shmoy HaKadosh Oyim L'Kol Shivtei Yisrael La'ol Me'ad Ru'u Bein. That the actual holy name of Reuven is saying to all Shivtei Yisrael, to all of Klal Yisrael, forever. La'ol Me'ad Ru'u Bein. I want you all to see that you're my son. I want each and every one of you to see that you're my child. But Siruf Shmoy, and the letters Reuven also spell Or Bein, the light of the son, of the child. Reu Bein, Or Bein. V'hainu b'nei shuhu ha-nivcher li'ayis rishayin ha-pasech b'tshuva. Everybody knows that Reuven opened up a certain way of tshuva after the Mechiras Yosef. He began a new way of tshuva. What that new way is, that's Shabbos tshuva discussion. That's not for now. But he began a new way of tshuva, Reuven, after the Mechiras Yosef. So the Medrash says, "Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila, chayecha shebebincha you should know." Since you were the one that had the courage to open this new way of tshuva after the terrible tragedy of Mechiras Yosef, chayecha, by your life, shebe bincha, you're going to have an enikel, a descendant, you made a pasach b'tshuva, and who was that? Zeh Hosea, that's the Navi Hosea, she'omer shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The Navi Hosea who says, shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. L'zet siruf shmoi ru'u bein, v'or bein. And now we can understand why the name Ruvain has these two tsirufim. Ru'u, everybody has to see. You must see. Bein, this mitzias of being a son. V'or, bein, and the light, the or. To see what? To see the or, the light of Chanukah. Ru'u, and or. L'chazek leiv ha'odam, to strengthen the heart of a person. Hashov b'tshuva, who wants to do tshuva. Sh'af acha kolma dahava, that after all that's taken place in his life, in other words, after all of the shmanim have become tamei, and he's convinced that there isn't anything left in him that's pure. After the whole heichel was contaminated, was polluted by the filth of Yavan. That after all that's happened, the love, the affection of Hashem, l'chol prat nefesh Yisrael, for each and every individual Jew, k'moy l'chol ha'klai Yisrael, like for all of Klai Yisrael, ru'u bein, or bein. There's always a Pesach to do tshuva, ato pesachta b'tshuva tchila, a type of a tshuva when the person is convinced that timu kol hashman, that everything in his life has become tameh. There's a koach of Reuven, of Reu Bein, of Or Bein, which is Pasachta B'tshuva Tchil, to break through that barrier, that terrible, terrible mistake that tells a Jew that there is no Pach Shemen inside of him that's still sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, that everything is lost. Shechaviv in Yisrael shen dekorim bonim lamokim. Chaviv in Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is so great that he calls us his sons, his children. Shnama bonim atam l'shem l'kechem. Kein omer Ruvain. So Ruvain says, l'chol prat nefesh b'soich ha'klai Yisrael. Ruvain, after the terrible thing that happened and the Pesach that he made to do tshuva, is telling each and every Jew, especially Shabbos Chanukah that comes out as it does this year, the candle of Reuven, the fourth candle. Kenem Reuven l'chol prat nefesh b'soich ha'klai Yisrael, re'u bein. You must all see that this mitzias of bein, of banim atem l'shem l'keichem, hasn't changed. Sha'ahavas Hashem esbaruch l'chol prat Yisrael, ka'ov es ben yirotze. That the love of Hashem to each and every individual Jew, bein, re'u bein, like a father to a son, is loved and is accepted. L'karvo l'achzira elav, to be makar of the son, l'achzira elav, and to bring him back. V'af achas shahaya kol ma shahaya la'avicha at achayza. That a Jew has to know that after all that's happened, it's your father who's to whom you're returning. It's your father who's calling you back. It's not a stranger, it's your father who's calling you back. I remember once when my son was going through the commotion of the teenage years. Now, could be a couple of years still in that time, I don't know. So I don't mean to be as an insult. Everybody, you know, everybody's different. So he had a tkufa, it was hard. So I remember one night, after a particularly difficult exchange, I remember saying to my wife, I don't know, I don't think I can get the kaychus to deal with him any, you take over. I'll take care of the girls, you know, you just take care. I've had it with him. I've had it. Maybe 8 minutes later, you know, he came to apologize. And I start to cry and I hold him, you know. And we had a long schmooze, and my wife said, I thought you were finished with him. I said, that was almost 10 minutes. Almost 10 minutes I survived being far away. Who are you going back to? You're going back to your father. That's who you're going back to. And that's what the name Reuven means, especially on Chanukah. There's no such thing, Timu Kol Hashmanim. It looks like that, but there's no such thing. There's always a Pach Shemen Tahor. There's always a Pach Shemen Tahor. The first three letters of the words Pach Shemen Tahor are spelled Pshat. That's the simple Pshat. But if you don't believe in the simple Pshat, that after everything there's still a Pach Shemen Tahor, that if you take Gematria of Pach Shemen Tahor equals Nister, means that which is hidden. And that's for sure. Even if you don't see it on the surface, it's for sure hidden. That Ahava, that love. And this is especially Shaykh and Shabbos Chanukah. And not only is it Shabbos Chanukah, but like this year, it's the Nosiyas L'Bnei Reuven, which is added over here, Nosiyas L'Bnei Reuven. And my Kaila with the Gematria, with the Kaila is Mispat Shuvah, equals the Gematria Tshuva. B'nei Hechola. So Bavromla says, B'nei Hechola. Children, b'nei, sons, not stam, members. You could use the word b'nei like members. It means mamish b'nei chola. The Chanukah af acha shahaya ma shahaya. Then a Chanukah after everything that's happened to us, all of the tumma. The Chanukah af acha shahaya ma shahaya. Shetimu kol ashmanim shebehechol. Shetimu kol ashmanim shebehechol. Umitzad ze ha'olam choshach ba'adam. And because of that, there was a total darkness in their lives. Choshach, the choshach of Yavan, hechshicha einayim shel Yisrael, they felt completely estranged and separated from Hashem. Uchsifin, umishtoikikim umetzapim la'ira. And in such darkness, all there could be is a longing. B'nei chola dechsifin. Longing and yearning and mitzapim mitzapim la'ira for some light. Lemech zeh ziv dezer anpin. To be able to see, to have a glimpse of the splendor of that madrega velokus that we're not going into right now, that's called zeir anpin. A little bit of Hashem's face. Omnam, however, and here's the second definition of the word dechsifin. Omnam kesifin uboishin. We're ashamed. It's true. We're ashamed and we're embarrassed. Mitzad mashahoy, because of what's happened. But the invitation goes out, Yahoin hacha b'hai taka daiko, shuv achlaticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. Yahoin hacha, you're invited to come in b'hai taka to this meal, shol shudas. This is the zemer of the Ari HaKadosh b'shol shudas. And this is the invitation that's every shol shudas, but particularly on Chanukah, the Bnei Chala, even those who normally would be totally embarrassed to accept the invitation. But on this Shabbos, Ksifin Uboish Mitzad Mashah Yohain Hacha Bar Haytaka Davke Shuhach Laticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. The Suda Shal the Sudas, of course, is the Suda of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is Vach Laticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. I will feed you, I'll give you to eat. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Nachlas Yaakov Roimez L'Chanukah. What's this Nachlas Yaakov? What's the portion, the territory, the inheritance, the Nachla of Yaakov? Nachlas Yaakov Roimez L'Chanukah. Kidua Misvarm HaKadoshim Shahamitzvahu Besoid Nacha. Reshetavis Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. It's brought down already from the Kisvei Ari, remember this even before, that Nachal is the Reshetavis Lahadlig near Chanukah. Nachlas Yaakov, Avicha. Lahadlig near Chanukah. Vanachal Reshetavis, and it's brought down in the Svarim, that Nachal, the flowing river, which means the Shefa, the Brocha, the love, that's what the Nachal is. Nachal is Reshetavis also, Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem. That no matter what has gone wrong in life, we're still Bnei Chola Dechsifin Lemechze Ziv Dizahanpin. Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem. Dechsifin means to long. Nachal Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. That the Ner Chanukah ignites within the person that rotzen, that historikus of Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem. Nachal. Vachikui. And what is it about Chanukah that generates such a tzipui, such a tzipia, such a chikui, such a longing, such a wanting to get back into the heichal? You know, when it's the king's heichal, if it's a king, then you're ashamed, you're embarrassed. So it's very unlikely that you're going to go in. It was a nes, one of the nes of Purim, that even though Esther Malka, Banil, that she went in, even though he didn't put out the Shavit Azov, and she went over there. It's a big nace that she did such a thing, and she was pretty certain that she was going to get killed doing that. Kasha Avadati Avadati, she's going to get killed going in. She wasn't her place. So when the king is a stranger, so it's a pachat. But what happens when the king is also your father, when it's Avinu Malkeinu? So the key thing Rav Avramla says is that here, V'achikui humi tevas avicha, Nachlas Yaakov avicha, avicha. Dahenu l'avicha atachoyzeh, because the king is your father. And therefore, the Icarus always remember that l'avicha atachoyzeh, that you're going back to your father. It's not some king. Lavicha Atachoyzer. And then the one who wrote this Torah says, unfortunately, V'yoyser eni zoicha ka'es. I don't remember the rest. So this is not even the whole Torah. I don't remember the rest. So then we're going to go a few pages. And we'll learn Torah. It's on page Shin Mem Vav. I don't know the new, but that has the same pages. Shin Mem Vav, yeah? It says, Mikates for Shabbos Chanukah, Tafresh Ayin Gimel. It's the same page, Shin Mem Vav? Yeah. So we'll continue from here. So this is from the Suda of Leil Shabbos, from Friday night. Shabbos Chanukah Reish Ayin Gimel. Azamer b'shvachin l'mea gol pischin. Those who are familiar with the Svarm of Rabbi Leibel and Rabbi Ramla know that much of the Torah is going on the Zmiris of Shabbos. By Rabbi Leibel, not so much in Torah Shabbos, but in the Imre Emes. Most of the Torahs there are going on the Zmiris. By Rabbi Ramla, it's mostly on Zmiris. Azama b'shvachin, I will sing praises, shvachin, l'mea gol pischin, to enter in, to open up, and to go into the Pesach. So since we were talking about Reuven, Shepesach, that he opened that Pesach of Tshuva Tchila, so by Leil Shabbos, Azama b'shvachin, l'mea gol pischin. Yeishlam sheshach b'yichud Shabbos kredesh zeh b'chanukah. Could say that this lashon is shaykh especially Shabbos Kodesh Zeh B'Chanukah, especially Shabbos Chanukah. And we say it every Friday night, but it's shaykh especially for Shabbos Chanukah. Haloshen l'me'al goy pischa, to enter in the gates. L'inyin ha'maimer ne'er Chanukah. In the Gemara there in Shabbos in the Sugi of Chanukah, Ne'er Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha Pesach beisoy mibachutz. Mikadin, of course, the mitzvah is to put the Chanukah candle, to put the menorah davke al Pesach beisoy by the opening of the house mibachutz, outside. L'me'al goy pischa. There's something special about Chanukah and the Pesach habayis and the entrance to the house. There's obviously a very deep connection. That the din is mitzvah anichal pesach beisoy mevachutz. Lemeal goy pisch. The pesach. When you look at the whole story with Yosef and his brothers coming back into his place, leaving his place with the pesach in and out, you'll see the word pesach there repeated more than any other place in the whole Tanakh, in proximity one to the other. Everything's about openings, about entrances, coming and going. V'isa b'sefer kodesh avodis Yisrael b'zeh haloshen. It says in avodis Yisrael from Kushan Tzemagid, ki ikar ha'oris Chanukah l'kol mi sheyesh b'koich l'hamshich ha'kedusha mibachutz. He says the Kushan Tzemagid said the ikar light of Chanukah is whoever has the strength l'hamshich ha'kedusha mibachutz lo'oisen ha'oimdim adayin mibachutz, lighting the candle by the Pesach habayis mibachutz, is that there are Jews who have the ability, on Chanukah, a tremendous koach we have, to be able to bring the light from inside to those who are on the outside. To those who are oimdim adayin mibachutz, to Jews who have not yet been able to bring themselves into the heichal, into the palace, into the house. The koach of Chanukah, of Pirsumei Nisan, Koyach of Chanukah is for that to go out, for that light to be able to go out, and therefore it's lit davka al Pesach beis hamir b'chutz. Ve'ena mesigim b'kedusha. There are Jews who don't understand holiness. They don't feel any shaykhis to kedusha. V'lohoye l'kol ha'olim shi'akiyu v'yedu ke'ashem levadai hu ha'moyishu b'kolav se'aretz. These are the words of the Kushan Tzemagid. That when we light the Chanukah menorah outside, we're bringing that aura to all worlds. That everything that exists, v'yeda kol yitzur, yakiru v'yedu ke Hashem levado yuhamoshu b'chol av se'aretz, to bring that aura of Hashem, which is the tachlis of creation. Tori eretz mikvoida, nagila v'nismach. Ayin shom b'chol dvar v'akadoshim, to take a look over there in Avodis Yisrael, to all the holy things that he says. Haruim l'misha amram. And Rav Ramalega says that those words that are found there are fitting for the person who says them, meaning the Kozhen Samagit. Shehaya godel koicha b'kedusha lahaya l'chal ha'ilamis, who had great koich of kedusha to illuminate all the worlds, the Kuzhin Samagi. You don't usually see that in this Ramakadosha. V'chein, however, Rav Avraham Leiger says, V'chein, ma nana ana b'sarei, but what should people like us say? I mean, that the Kuzhin Samagit has such a sagas, and by his menorah for sure, it was a big thing. V'chein ma nana nana b'sarei, what could we say after him? K'fi katnas da'ateinu, yochel liyos ha'kavona, Lahoya afla ha'im de madregas chutz legvul hakadusha chasashol. To explain what the Kuzhin Samagit is saying and to add on our level to understand what it means is that the light of Chanukah is so strong that it's able to reach even those Jews, forget about all the oilemis, but even those Jews, afla ha'im de madregas chutz legvul hakadusha, Jews who are outside the gvul of kadusha. You know that there's a famous maaser from the Chayzim Lublin, Schus Yigalenu. I'm sure that you know this story. I'm not going to say the whole story. It takes a little bit, but just for 30 seconds. That there was a Jew in Lublin who was a big Rasha. He was the worst kind of a Rasha. He was mastering, you know, another Jews. He was an informer, which I'll pidin you. You don't need a bezin to kill such a person. So it's the lowest person. So obviously, the Jews were afraid to do anything to him because he was in with the goyim. He was in with the authorities, and the Jews would get in trouble, and so on. They didn't know what to do. So there was a whole chevra that came to the chayzer, and that the chayzer should be makalim. The chayzer should curse him. They came to the chayzer, and the Chayzer said, the Chayzer looked at the kvittel, and he said that to curse such a Jew is mamish. This Jew is male, his light is mamish, is shining in all the oilemis. So the Chayzer, you know, he knew how to read a kvittel, and the chassidim were very confused. Mit barer, without going into the pratim of the story, that at that moment it happened when they came to the Chayzer. That was when that Jew was lighting Chanukah menorah. And they told, and the Chayzer said, "B'shas Ma'ase." So we're talking about the lowest Russia in the world, the lowest Russia. But B'shas Ma'ase, when he was standing by the menorah, the Chayzer saw in the kvittel that his light is mamish illuminating all the worlds. Afterwards, he took care of it. It has a good ending, this story. But B'shas Ma'ase, he couldn't touch him. He said, "This." He writes him luchnas lefnim. So the Jews that are on the outside, and they're the bnei chala, the chsif, and the mechzeizid, but they're afraid, they're embarrassed, they don't even know where to begin, how to enter into kedusha. They're outside. Pesach habayis mi b'chutz. Ve'inim royim derech bi'osam l'kodesh. They don't know a way to get in. Hamitzvah al kol adam shebekoyche lohoy reineim baharis lehem derech pesach habayis lovoy pnima. The mitzvah of Chanukah is that each and every one of us has a mitzvah to light a candle to show this person, these people, a way to come in. Tanima, inside. K'derech balabayis, like a balabayis, like the balabas. Shebevoy elov ish, I write to lover elov, when there's somebody who wants to come to this house, v'luchnois alabayis panima, he wants to come into the house, but he doesn't know his way around, and it's dark, he doesn't know how to, they didn't have in those days lights everywhere, he couldn't see. Shebalabayis, Afim ish godel v'nichbadu. Even if the balabais is a big chosh of a person, and the fellow that wants to come in is nobody. Hoylech lekroso, but the way it always was is the balabas would go with a lantern, with a candle. Hoylech lekroso and meiloi b'ner derech moi ha'pesach, and we'd bring the light over there to show this person so he sees where he could walk to come into the house. That he shouldn't trip, he shouldn't get hurt trying to get in without being able to know how to go. Kain mitzvah l'niach ha'nechanukah l'pesach beisam v'chutz. So the mitzvah is to light the Chanukah candle al pesach beisam v'chutz. V'zeh b'yichud b'shabbos Chanukah. And this applies more than any other day to Shabbos Chanukah. Shemitzad kol yemayis hachol, because when it comes to the days of the week, chadam oimed mibchinas chutz, he's not talking about people who are not religious. He's even people who are shomer mitzvahs. But during the week, a person is oimed mibchinas chutz, he's on that level that's called chutz, outside. Not inside, he's outside. Mutrad b'shvokim u'b'rechayves. He's busy in the marketplaces, on the streets. U'kshabos Shabbos Kodesh b'vayd v'nisayir hodom lova p'nima lehenes mi ha-Shabbos. And when Shabbos comes b'vaday, certainly this person, the whole week he's chutz, the whole week he's outside. But on Shabbos he wants to come in. He wants to be able to have hanor from the light of Shabbos, to enter in. Omnam lo yuchal ba'atzmer limtza ha-Pesach lichnois b'ay. But he doesn't know how to find the opening after everything that happened during the week and all the stuff that's outside. He can't find a way to get back in. Ha, now all of a sudden I'm supposed to put on a Shabbos suit and I'm supposed to close my eyes and sing l'chadaydi and that's it. So you can't find a way to come back in after everything that happened during the week. Raidan hu oimid b'chutz. Therefore, this Ben Ha-Heichel is standing outside. He doesn't know how to get in. And Rav Romola says that you could say that the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, which the beginning, of course, has in it the whole inyan of Kedusha Shabbos, is to be found at the beginning right away in the first Mishnah. The morale, all the Svam talk about, Svasemis morale, all the Tzaddikim talk about, what an interesting way to begin Masechet Shabbos. Even on the blot itself, and Taisus and so on, to begin with Davka with the Malach of Haitzah. But Befrat, the picture that's painted in the Mishnah, where you have Ha'oni Oimed B'chutz, with the poor man. Why is it Davka have to be an Oni? If there's a poor person, his Oimed B'chutz is standing outside. Mishusar Abim, outside. He's standing outside. U'balabai is Bifnim. And the balabayis is inside. That's how Masechet Shabbos begins. Umitzvah balabayis lahoyer einei ha'ani ha'omid b'chutz. It's the mitzvah of the balabayis to bring light to the eyes of the poor man. Limtzah ha'pesach lichnois b'fnim. To teach him that he doesn't have to stand out there reaching his arm. Kumarai, come in. To teach him how to come in. That you belong in the Rishus HaYachad with the Yechidah Shel Olam, with the Barbi Olam. You're one of the Bnei Hechala. You belong inside with the rest of us. Don't stand there outside like a poor person that you have nothing. You don't feel that you're worthy to come in. That's the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. V'yesh lo'im ki hu zeh ha'inyin ha'nimtze b'svar makadoshim b'shem ha'shiltis al mezuzah b'yumin v'nei chanukah b'smol. So there's a famous shiltis by Chanukah. Where the shiltis... The Shiltas lines up the mitzvahs that take place by the Chanukah menorah that's surrounded by the mitzvah. What? It's that mezuzah b'yamin. The mezuzah is on the right side of the door. V'nei Chanukah b'smol. Across from the mezuzah is the Nei Chanukah. Messiah u'balabayis b'talis mitzuyeset b'emtza. And the balabas, the one who is lighting the menorah, is standing in between the mezuzah and the menorah. He's standing b'talis mitzuyeset. With his tzitzis. This isn't the shiltas. I'm sure you've seen this. The Svarim go wild on this. What's the balabais? Betalis mitzuyetzis b'emtza. Understand mezuzah b'yamin. Understand the menorah b'smol. What's the difference? Balabais betalis mitzuyetzis b'emtza. The balabas is where the tzitzis is standing in the middle. Shebevadai zehu oisah balabais b'fnim shebeshabbos kodesh. It's for sure the same balabas from the first Mishnah in Shabbos. It's the same balabas. V'inyin, the next page. V'inyin shin mem zayin. So Rav Romola explains V'inyin talis mitzuyetzis. What's this inyin of the talis mitzuyetzis? V'inyin talis mitzuyetzis nirish yesh l'shaychus godol mitzvahs nechanukah. Obviously, it must have a big shaychus to nechanukah. But you have to get tzitzis involved in this whole story. Just say that you want to say there's a balabas, even though you don't have to even talk about a balabas. Who's standing there? But to say balabais, who's wearing a talis mitzuyetzis, who cares? And why would anybody think he's not wearing a tzitzit? So obviously there's something going on. She'ein lono reshus l'ishtamesh b'hem elo l'reisim b'levad. Now the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is unique. Ein lono reshus l'ishtamesh b'hem elo l'reisim b'levad. There's no tashmish. Forget, it's awesome. There's no tashmish in Ner Chanukah. Elo l'reisim b'levad. Only to look at, only to see. There's even an inyan of haroya Ner Chanukah, without getting into why it's usually not practiced these days. That's an interesting discussion. But as you all know, Mikra, then a person could be walking on the street and he sees somebody else's menorah. He could make a bracha shas nisim al b'sein. But you don't have Tosfos asks in sukkah. You don't see such a thing when it comes to somebody. You see somebody sitting in the sukkah, there's a bracha. You see somebody that's eating a piece of matzah, there's a bracha. Haroya Ner Chanukah tzarech levark. So Tosfos in Sukkah that member of. So over there, Tosfos has three terutzim. And the last terutz is Nechavivus Hanes. Chavivus Hanes. Special Chavivus. But it's extraordinary that there's a bracha to see. Reza Doimel Mitzvah Tzitzis. Now, the first thing that you think of when you have such a mitzvah, but the whole mitzvah is L'Roisa Melvad, is to see, the first thing you think of is Tzitzis. Shnema ba, uriisim oisai. So it says to see. Uriisim oisai, shatam is called mitzvah Hashem. L'sesuach v'levavchem achreinechem. And that will help you, that will help us that we shouldn't go wandering after our eyes, our hearts and our eyes. V'yadu shatayag mitzvah nekorim b'zor ha-kodesh tayag eden. And it's well known that the tayag mitzvahs are referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as 613 pieces of advice. In other words, every mitzvah is an eitzah of how to get a Jew out of trouble and how to help a Jew do good things. Every mitzvah is an eitzah. Shem eitzah ha-yu'utzah lover la-kedusha. Every mitzvah is an eitzah of how to come closer to kedusha. And every loy says it's an eitzah how to stay away from tumah. V'chein yesh b'mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And so it is with the mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Shem gam ken eitzahs me'ein ha-eitzah shel tayag p'kudin d'raisa. So there are tayag p'kudin d'raisa, there are eitzahs m'd'raisa, and the eitzahs m'd'rabbanan. U'b'zeh mis'achid mitzvahs ne'chanakeh in mitzvahs tzitzis. And in this respect, there is a very, very deep connection between the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Shnema bar reisim oisai. L'sesuach l'levavchem achreinechem. Which the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is eilon ha-reshus l'shtamesh bar l'reisim b'levad. Sheshtei evarim eilu heim shoresh ha-taharis ha-nefesh. The heart and the eye. These two evarim of the person are the evarim which are the shoresh of tahara, of being pure. If you look at any other part of the body, we don't find these lashonos of tahor. Only lev tahor berali elokim, a pure heart that we see. Lev tahor, tahor einayim mirois ra, and we see taharis einayim, taharis halev and taharis einayim. L'sesu achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. The new tzitzis. And the Chanukah can. Shnema v'Hashem is Baruch Kivyochel, shebevadai, ein haloshen hazeh mitzidiyas Baruch, rak al hashpasei ha-tahara li-Yisrael. Hashem is called Tohar Einayim. But it means that Hashem is mashpia Tahara Einayim to each and every one of us. It's a midah of Hashem that He wants us to have. She'ikra Tahara tali b'Einayim kemuvan. The ikra Tahara of a person depends on what he looks at. Tahara depends on what you see. V'ha'einayim tluyim b'leiv kiyadur. And the eyes are tluyim b'leiv kiyadur. It's not the other way around. Where your heart is, that's what you want to see. A heart that is, God forbid, impure looks at disgusting things. A heart that is pure looks everywhere for things that are pure. Kiyadur shereina de'ein de'b'li b'talya. The color of the eye, what the eye sees, depends on what the heart wants to see. Like if a person is, let's say, a simple and silly muscle, but let's say a person, say it in a better way, that there's, if a Jew takes a newspaper, right, he's in Delaware and he's reading the Delaware Gazette. I don't know. And on the front page, there's one time on the front page that it says the word Jew. or Israel, right? So when you and I look at that page, we'll go like this. We'll go like, oh, and you see. Right away, you see the word Jew or Israel. It's like that. It's a type of person. You're able to see what the heart sees something very quickly, and that's what your heart wants, and your heart is connected to, so you see it with your eyes. That's the way it is. There was a Jewish comedian, a famous Jewish comedian, a big mushkas. So remember, when I was a kid, I remember there was this thing that he was by the psychologist. The psychologist was showing him these, I forgot what the test is called. You know, he shows you, like, you make associations. You look at pictures, drawings.
Rorschach,
right? You look at it, and it's not clear what it is. And then the person touches it up, and he says, "Oh, like," and he says, "I see this, people killing each other." So every single thing that the psychologist showed him, he had like a disgusting, obscene thing to say. This guy, it was disgusting. So the psychologist, after like 10 of these cards, no matter what he took out, he always said, "Oh, it was disgusting." And Hilchos Ishus, you know, disgusting. So the psychologist couldn't believe it. The psychologist, he probably never had such a thing like this. You know, he put it down. He said, "Mr. Whatever, you have an absolutely filthy mind." So the guy says, "They're your cards." "They're your cards. I wouldn't have such a thing in my house." "They're your cards." A person has a heart that's filthy. Whatever he looks at is filthy. Schmutz. A person who has a pure heart wouldn't see the bechla. Wouldn't see that. Says that the eyes of a Jew were made to see holy things, to see the light of the candles. You're not allowed to use Chanukah candles for anything that's not for anything that's chol. Not to count your money by them. You can't do anything. That through the Chanukah candles, a person can come to a madrega of tahar einayim, to bring more tahara into his eyes. Mir ois chalila shum riya zara, to begin to learn how to turn our eyes away from things that are impure. Bezehu lezecha haneshe barachma yizbaruch harab, omer lono bezeh. And we light the menorah and we remember, because of Hashem's love for us, this miracle. Umos ha-tmeim biyad tahar. Hashem gave over, he gave the tmeim, the yevonim, but that means in each and every one of our lives, that part of us that's tameh can be defeated by the part of us that's tahar. Look what Hashem is baruch. Look what it says. The nusach of davening, the nusach of alanisim, tameim biyat taharim. Who's taharim? Taharim's not just talking about the Skelene Rebbe or something, the Amshin of Rebbe. It's not just talking about the Chavetz Chaim or something. He's talking about Bnei Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael are called in Alanisim Tahirim. That's what we're called. Tahirim. Bnei Yechalim. Tahirim. All Jews are called Tahirim. Shubakach Mitzvah Tzitzis. And this is the connection to the Mitzvah Tzitzis. So the Balabas from Masechta Shabbos and Mishnah and Shabbos that's inviting those Jews who are Bachutz to come in is wearing a Talis Mitzuyatzis. The Chanukim there is Ein Lana Rishus Lishnoish Ma'ela L'Raisim Bilvad. L'Raisim Bilvad. Tzitzis. U'ri'isim O'Yisai. V'lois Asu Achrei Levav Chem Achrei Nechem. The heart and the eyes. Tahara. V'lois Asu Achrei Levav Chem Achrei Nechem. V'zeh Balabayis Tamid Bifnim. The Balabayis is inside. He's always inside the Balabayis. Aydei Shehu Lovush Betalis Mitzuyetzis. A Jew who wants to be a Balabayis, who wants to be inside, is wearing the talis mitzuyetzes belamed beis chutei atzitzes shenifal beleiv tahar, the 32 strings of the tzitzes that correspond to the leiv tahar berali elokim lamed beis alidei taharis einayim u'ri'isam oisai. The way to get in and what it means to be inside, to be invited in into the heichal, into the house of the king, is into that world of taharis einayim. Taharis Halev, Lev Tahar. B'zeichayim lover elokaydish lios gam ken balabais b'fnim. And every Jew is being invited, especially Chanukah, especially Shabbos Chanukah, to come inside. The balabas is shining a light for every one of us to come in. Shnikra Beis Yosef. And the name of the Baal HaBos is Yosef. That's in these parashiyos. Beis Yosef. Shohi Mekudosh B'Shtei Eilu. HaKedusha Saboi Mitaharis Alei V'Einayim. Yosef Etzadi. Is Leif Tahar and Tahar Einayim. Is Yosef Etzadi. Therefore, Davke, these parashiyos of Beis Yosef, his brothers going in and out, Beis Yosef, sending the shliach to go from Beis Yosef to bring the brothers back into Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Yosef is the Baal HaBos. And the Baal HaBos, Yosef, the Baal HaBos means the one who is wealthy, and wealthy doesn't have anything to do with money. It has to do with he's wealthy in the midah of Leif Tahar, and the midah of Tahar Inayim. V'hu b'b'chinas Yosef HaTzadik. And we know that there's a special koch to the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. Which Chazal say, Ayin shalei rotza lizun me'aveira v'chulu. Because the brocha of Yosef HaTzadik is, Alei Ayin. Ben Peres Yosef, Ben Peres Alei Ayin. He had a koch to have control over his eyes. Alei Ayin. Olei Ayin. Chazal say. A koch of purifying his eyes. It was Yosef HaTzadik. And Chazal say, Ayin shalei rotza lozun me'aveira, that because he held his eyes away from the Aveira, not to go after Eishes Potiphar. Therefore, the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik is that by the Mishkan and Shiloh, that the Kachum Kalam can be eaten b'chol aroya. It doesn't have to be within the chaymis of the Mishkan. It could be eaten, as the Gemara says in Zvachim, b'chol aroya, where you see from where you see with the eye, because of the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. Zo vayigshu el ha'ish asher al beis Yosef vayidabru elav pesach habayis. So it's an amazing thing. In this parasha, in Miketz, vayigshu el ha'ish asher al beis Yosef. Who is this ish asher al beis Yosef? Chazal talk about this. The brothers went al ha'ish asher al beis Yosef vayidabru elav, and they were talking to this man in charge of beis Yosef. Where were they talking? Pesach habayis. By the pesach habayis, by the opening of the house. Where you put the menorah, with the mezuzahs, with the tzitzis. Shebezei yichodim lover el ha'ish ashar beis Yosef. Because with the koach of taharis ha'inayim and taharis ha'leiv, one is able to approach ha'ish ashar beis Yosef. Like the bouncer who's standing at the door of beis Yosef. Shu bal habayis bifnim. The bal habayis bifnim is Yosef HaTzadik. Akshu oimed Akshu oid b'chutz, and you still feel that you're outside. But in Chanukah, Rabbi Ramla says that on Chanukah the Torah is telling us that v'yigshu el ha'ish ashal beis Yosef, v'idabra elav pesach habayis. The dabra elav pesach habayis, that you're able to speak to him pesach habayis, the koach ner Chanukah. With the koach of the ner Chanukah, shemunach al pesach habayis mebachutz, which is inviting the person to get up the courage, even though he's embarrassed, but to get up the courage to approach, to believe that it's possible for the Oni to enter into the house of Kedusha, of Tahara, into Beis Yosef. Nasa Baal HaBayis Bifnim. In Chanukah, a person can become a Baal HaBayis Bifnim. The Talis Mitzuyot says, Kenal. V'zeh Azamer B'Shvachin, so we sing by Friday night, every Friday night on Shabbos Chanukah, Azame B'Shvachin, the song of praise, L'me'al Goy Pischin, that I'm able to enter in to the Pesach. I'm able to go into the Pesach. B'Dereinu Anal Yeshlo Megam Kein Binyin Achoros B'Zema Kol Mekadish. In the Zmiris Kol Mekadish, Tahirim Yerushua V'Yikatshua. Tahirim Yerushua V'Yikatshua. Tahirim are able to Yarshan. They're able to have the Yerusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Shayach, the Yichud of Shabbos Chanukah. And that Shayach, especially Shabbos Chanukah, Shenikru Kol Yisrael Tahir. Kenusuch Utmeim B'Yad Tahir. All Jews on Shabbos Chanukah Tahir. Ubekar HaMitzvah Shavi'yis Ne'er Chanukah, Riyas Atalas Mitzvah, Shekosu Boi, Riyasa Moisa V'chulu, V'leisa Suach Relevav from Achmei Nechem. Which is the Koch of Chanukah and Tzitzis. Shehema ha'evorim shel tahara. The heart and the eyes are the evorim of tahara. Zel tahirim yereshu v'yikatshua. And that's the meaning of on Shabbos. Tahirim. all the Jewish people on Shabbos Chanukah Tahirim, Yehoshua v'Yekadshua ki Tahara mivi l'dei Kedusha. Shemafurish gam kem v'pashit tzitzis. Shayidei. Taharas alei v'einayim. The through Taharas alei v'einayim k'mesh kosev isam oisai. L'is asur, nerma achakach. V'yisem kedoshim, next page, l'lokeicha. Through Taharas einayim, Taharas alei, it says there in the tzitzis, after it says, that you too, every single Jew, can reach that madrega of kedoshim lelokeichem, and that the candles of every single Jew, no matter where he's lighting, no matter what his madrega is, those candles are themselves neiros halalu kodeshem, which we Svarim say that the light of the Chanukah candle is taken mamish from that original light of the menorah that was lit by Chanukah, by the first Chanukah, that our candle touches that fire, even though it looks like it's coming from the from matches or from the stove or from somebody else's shamas. But be'emes, that fire is a fire that's coming all the way from that place. That's why it says lahadlik ner Chanukah. The nusach according to the Arizal is not lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. According to the Arizal, there have to be 13 words. If you say shel, then there are 14. So the nusach Ari is to say lahadlik ner Chanukah, not lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So what does it mean, l'hadlik ner Chanukah? What's ner Chanukah? Sfasemus asks the question. What's l'hadlik ner Chanukah? It doesn't make sense. It makes sense to say l'hadlik, to light the candle of Chanukah. L'hadlik ner Chanukah. Sfasemus says, no, it's the original ner, it's the ner Chanukah. It's the ner Chanukah from the first ner Chanukah. I'm lighting now in my house the ner Chanukah, the original ner Chanukah. L'hadlik ner Chanukah. Not just something I picked up in the store, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. It's Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. This is the Ner Chanukah, the original Ner Chanukah. Nifal Bahaneris Atzm Shia Bibchinis Aneris Alok Kodesh Haim. Umachnisim Kedusha Baharoy Oysam. And it infuses all those who see the candles, that themselves are Kodesh. It infuses each and every person with more and more Kedusha. Well, we should be Zoichim, Mr. Shem, not just to learn, not just to read about this, but to actually have a taste of it. If you learn inside, you see that every single Torah from the Shevet Yehuda is going on these Shabbos, on Shabbos Chanukah with this Mahalach. I just wanted that we should have a little bit of a Pesach into the world of Rama Lehegel. We should be Zoichim Mitzvah Shem to accept the invitation. Marriage.